Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We're going to try to talk about it today. Bait and switch. You know, bait and switch is against the law. It's where somebody advertises, you know, hey, we have a car, and the car is for $9. Come and get it today. And they have one car, and you get there to buy that one car for $9, and they switch you to something else. They use it as a draw on you, but they really didn't.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't, that might be the exact definition of it, but they lured you in and say, well, you know, that one's kind of out of stock, and
yeah,
we don't have that one there. But
they advertised something that they did not have.
Guess
when
what
you came in based upon that advertisement.
Yes.
When you showed up,
yeah,
it wasn't that.
Like crazy. You know, they don't remember that?
It's illegal. Yeah.
I'm going crazy. It's like, anyway, so it's just a New York ad. So then, you know, we think about bait and switch. So they're advertising something they don't have. Mm-hmm. But that is illegal to do that. You actually can go to jail for bait and switch. And so I want to talk about that today, because I literally see a bait and switch gospel going on in America, where, you know, you have this advertising. It's like, but why?
Right.
And the thing is that I understand. I totally get it. But we're supposed to have power. We were supposed to be different. The presence of God is supposed to be with us, not something we just talk about, a product, or talk about the power of God and switch people to religion. God's supposed to be with us. And if he's not with us, we should be crying out and saying, dear God, you know, we're going to be arrested for bait and switch.
That's
if
right.
we talk, if we right. talk about you being here and you're not here, and people show up and your presence is not here. You know, you're not going to get arrested for it, because it just wouldn't be big enough. But the whole thing about it is, if it's illegal for somebody to do it with stereos in the eyes of God, you could imagine how offensive that is to God to advertise in, you know, marketing mechanisms that folks use to advertise a gospel, a God that's not there, you know, and using all this. So hopefully we get a chance to talk about bait and switch today, because if it's illegal with your company, with your products, it could be, you can obviously know how offensive it is with God. And you got to understand, it's like, because there's so many people that went through a bait and switch approach. They're thinking like everybody else, they kind of switched this. I guess everybody's got this product. You know, we didn't want the product. We didn't show up for religion. We didn't show up for, you know, this rigorous whatever. We showed up for God and his presence and his healing, his power and his voice. But everybody else settled for this, so maybe we're supposed to settle for it.
Mm-hmm.
Versus saying, wait a minute, I was brought in under false pretenses, and then I was switched to religion. I was so excited when God called my name, but when they switched me to religion, I'm like, what happened here? Bait and switch happened. You were baited with this, the gospel of the true Jesus, but when you showed up, it wasn't there. And what you got to say, you know what? I want Jesus, and begin to cry out for him. And he wants you too. That's what brought you to what you thought was where he would be. Begin to cry out for the Lord. I think about Charles Seymour. I mean, he cried out, one man isolated, oppressed, cried out to God. And God answered this man so powerfully that the world benefited from the answer. Now, bait and switch. Now we began to talk about an earlier program, but we're going to talk about the entire, topic now. When you think about bait and switch, it's not there. We talk about bait and switch. That bait and switch is an illegal thing. I meant the law says you cannot advertise a product with your company that you don't have, and when people show up, you give them a different product.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's a misdemeanor or whatever that particular crime is, but it's a crime. And it's just like a bait and switch gospel is being preached. And so many times where people, I mean, they're preaching out of the same Bible, but when you show up, it's like, but is it a different product? Is it a different product? You know, is it different? And it's like, you know, God has called us. When you read about the Bible, when you read about, it's a back over there. When you read about the Word of God, understand this God is real. This God is real. I'm going to tell you, everything that he says he is, he is. And there's nothing more exciting when you hear about this real Jesus, and that he's alive, and that His Spirit has come to dwell with us. When he went to go be with the Father, that he released the Spirit of God upon the face of the earth, and those that are born again receive his Spirit, the promise, and all this. This is real. But you hear all that, and then all of a sudden you show up when somebody talks about this Jesus, and you think, but did you switch something? I mean, is this the same? You got to go back, because so many people go, I know, we heard the bait too, but now we got switched. And look how many of us switched.
Mm-hmm.
And so pretty much, you know, we would have wanted this stereo system, but, you know, this is the one that the store owner has given us, this one right here. We would have wanted this Jesus, but now we got this other Jesus. And Paul said, if anybody preaches to you any other Jesus, you know, don't pay attention to him.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And understand that Satan masquerades around as an angel of light. And he says, no wonder his servants masquerade as angels of righteousness. So this whole thing that looks like what's right, the way you could find it if it is right, is God there? You know, mm-hmm. Is this Jesus who walks amongst the lampstands? Is he there? Mm-hmm. When you hear the word of God preached, I know it's from the same Bible, but is your heart quickened? Do you feel a drawing by the Holy Spirit to draw closer and to know more about him? Or do you go, well, that was intellectually stimulating, and I love the way that he, you know, downloaded and front-loaded. I love the way that he used the nail analogy, you know, that you can do all these things with a nail and a hammer, and it's right with Jesus. I mean, that was so, let's go have a pot roast. I mean, you know, this whole thing versus like that we're just cut to the core of our hearts and going, you know, either I must know this Jesus, or I'm doing nothing for this Jesus. I profess I need to give my life for him.
Right.
And all of a sudden you're called into the missions of the world to go and tell your neighbors and others about this Jesus whom you've made the Lord of your life. And Jesus says, the word of God says, he stands at the door and knocks. I mean, think about that. And people think about a building and it's like, no, it's the door of your heart.
Mm-hmm.
It's the door of your heart. And Moses said this. Moses said, that God, I don't want to go anywhere if you're not there. Which, first of all, this friend of God, Moses, that it's okay to say that. It's okay to say, you know, if God's not there, I don't want to be there.
Right.
And if God, if you're with me now, but if I go this direction, you leave me, and I go this direction, you're with me, I'm going to go to the direction that you're with me.
Hmm.
I'm not going to go where you're not going to go. And we got to get that committed, because understand, if you go where God's not going, understand, it's not going to be good for the outcome, even if it's very religious, and even if a lot of people switch to that way of doing things. But think about the Barna statistics. The Barna statistics, the Barna group says that basically 93% of regular church attenders aren't even interested in reading God's word in a way that actually, that they're going to make a decision to follow that word. And 81% of those don't even pick up the Bible at all. 81%. So how are you going to know if you've been switched or not? How do you know? You're not going to know whether, if you didn't read the stereo system that you were going to get when you showed up and about it, and they give you a stereo system, well, it's got sound and it's got speakers and it's got knobs and buttons or whatever.
You don't read the manual.
You don't read the manual, or at least do some research, you know, on the particular product, for example, that you're planning on getting. You're going to think, well, it just looks like a Samsung, or it looks like a Sony, or it looks like a whatever. It looks like Jesus. It is. And think about it. If you get into the Bible and you begin to read the word of God and ask God to speak to you and reveal himself to you, you're going to know whether it's counterfeit or not. You're going to know whether they switched. And the whole thing is that, you know, when you're all excited and God's drawing you and bringing you in, but like 3 weeks later, after you connect to this place that drew you in, all of a sudden you're dead in darkness. And it's okay if you look around, because you're thinking like, well, they're in it too. And, you know, I guess sin's not sin anymore, and, you know, wrong's not wrong anymore. And besides, did you just hear how that sermon rhymed? And there's like three parts of that, and it does deal with this individual that I won't dealt with in my life, you know, type of thing, versus going like, it's about me. And the thing that can be confusing about bait and switch is that when you see this big long line of people outside of a store that are going in because they are excited about what they're hearing to go get, and they all come out and they buy into the switch, it makes you think, who am I to not get the stereo system? Who, it must be something wrong with me if I say, this ain't God. Versus if I remember how I was when he first called me, if I remember my first love, if I remember the hunger I had and the desire I had wanting to be with him, and all of a sudden, when I came into this place of this cold, dry, dead environment, I forgot about it. This is like bait and switch.
Yeah.
It's like bait and switch. And if it's a criminal offense with men in your state, potentially, definitely is in the state that we're in. It's a criminal offense. You can go to jail for it, I believe. Criminal. Imagine how offensive. Imagine how offensive it is to God to be preaching about a God you don't know, preaching about a Jesus that you have not experienced or haven't experienced in all these years, and refuse to tell somebody you're trying to switch them. You're preaching from old time experiences of others or potentially your own, but you're not telling them that you're cold, dread, dried, and dead in your walk with the Lord. And it's okay to say, you know what? Yeah, I don't know what happened, but I'm ready, God. I want to turn back to my first love. I'm not okay with being switched. And understand, based on what I read in Jesus' words, you know, it has eternal consequences for coming after Jesus and then being switched to another Jesus. I mean, this is eternal consequences, which means I think about Bob Jones. When Bob Jones died and he went to heaven, and he's looking at two lines, and one line was in the line of Jesus, and one line was in the line of these false gods and not good. And then he said like 98% of humanity was in the other line. They've been switched. It's the bait and switch thing. I mean, Satan has to tell you about the real God to get you to show up, but then he switches you towards these other gods, which are not any gods at all. And Jesus said, he said, wide is the road, long is the line that leads to destruction. I mean, he said it. Jesus, despite what people are telling you, he said, wide is there is more people going the wrong way than going the right way, is what he's saying. More people have been switched, took the bait, and they were switched to another Jesus or whatever, a religion, than people who understood and followed Jesus. And he said, narrow is the way, and few that find it. Think about it. To the kingdom of God. In a relationship with Jesus Christ, living eternally with God. And you know, Americans are, well, if it's not a crowd, it must not be God. Well, that's what the Pharisees said. They were very concerned about crowds. They were very concerned about mobs and all these things. And they said that this Jesus, who we're not going to let in, has to be a devil.
Right.
And if he's doing anything, I'm telling you, they called him a devil. If he's doing anything, it's some sort of magic, demonic thing. You know, he's using the devil to drive out devils. And because we have a crowd here. We have a crowd. We have the people. And we're concerned. I'm not going to tell you my true thoughts. My concern is I might lose the crowd, they're thinking, right?
That's right.
They might follow this one we're calling a devil, which is the Son of God they were calling a devil, Emmanuel, God in the flesh. And they had this fear of losing their kingdom. And the whole thing is, it didn't matter what they did, it mattered what you did. Did you follow Jesus? Because you have to stand alone before the throne of God. You can't say, well, this Pharisee, you know, he convinced me that the crowd was where it was at and the wide way was where it was at. And, you know, sin is optional and righteousness is a good idea. And discipleship is just if you want to, you know, get serious with God. But, I just didn't follow Jesus. But they had an option. And you think about it, you stand alone before the throne of God, and you're going to have to, and there's not going to, you're not going to have no witnesses or no suspects. You're not going to be able to blame some leader or some parent or some child or some person. You have to stand alone. They're not going to be there with you. And this is the choice. This is the question you're going to be asked. What did you do with my son? What did you do with the wonderful one, the marvelous one, the one who paved the way for you to have a relationship with me? How did you honor him? Did you worship him? I'm telling you, that's the question. So despite all these arguments, lay them down at the cross and say, you know what? It ain't right. This is not my original intent. I heard about Jesus, the Jesus of the Bible, and that's the one I want to follow. I want that Jesus in my life. And these folks trying to switch me to some religion and some, you know, religious whatever and programs and all that, I want the power and the presence of God.
Yeah. fact, I just had a conversation with a young lady who said the same exact words to me. She came on fire to God, you know, got all caught up and swept up. And she told me, she says, I'm on my 11th t-shirt for an event and I'm sick of it. I just want God. I got to have God. Mm. She got, you know, totally bait and switched.
And it's okay for you to say, if Moses, a friend of God, said, I just want you. If Paul said, you know, all I want is God. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm here on earth for him, but I don't mind being with him. If I'm here, I'm here for him and him only. It's okay to be loyal to Jesus Christ. It's okay to have an allegiance to him. And by the way, it's going to be expected from you. There's a lot, so many people that have been switched that you can almost feel, since this large, wide road, you can almost start thinking ratio-wise, well, then they got to be right. No, they don't have to be right. Jesus said, wide is the road. This is how you know. Is God there? Mm. Is your heart convicted? Did you want to draw closer to God? Do you feel this need to remove wrong things out of your life when you heard right things spoken to you from the Word of God? Do you have a desire to say, how do I lay down more of my life for him because he laid down all of his life for me? But these are the things that happen. And you want to, because you just fall in love with a God who's fallen in love with you. That is a relationship. That is first love. The Church of Ephesus says, God said this to the Church of Ephesus. He said, if you do not repent and turn back to your first love, it's not going to go well for you. Mm. I'm going to remove your lampstands, what he said. But if you do turn back from the switch back to the original, authentic Jesus, your life's going to be forever changed, eternally changed. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.